Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Thank you, Amanda. Well, we're talking about friendships in the series and thinking about choosing good friends. And to start us thinking about this, I've got a gift for one lucky person here, which is a present for one person in this room. Now, I'm afraid I am not the best at wrapping up. Okay, some people are really good at it, but I'm on the less good end. Okay, so as you can see, I tried my best. So who would like to open this present? We're discounting. So yes, first hand up. Right, here we go. Here it is, your lucky day. Would you like to open your present? No, I would not like some lessons on wrapping. Right. Right, let's see. Can we see what's inside it?
Can I just rip it open?
You can rip it open, yeah. Right, what is in there? Okay, there are some lovely, delicious snacks. Now, is that better or worse than you were expecting? It is better. Brilliant. Correct answer. Thank you. He read the script. Good. It is better than you expected. Thank you. So, now, the point is that even though it didn't look very good on the outside, it was actually much better on the inside, and it is an example of not judging by appearances, and that is exactly what happens in this Bible story. You see, something really big was about to happen. God had promised that his people were going to get a new king, and God was going to choose that king. This is going to be the king that God wants. So God went and got Samuel, God's servant. He said, right, go to the house of Jesse, and this is where you're going to go and find the king. So, not baby Jesus, but he did go to Bethlehem, of all places. Isn't that interesting? He goes to Bethlehem, and that is where he meets Jesse. Now, I would love, could we have like about 7 children and young people up with us to check with your grown-ups if you're allowed on the stage? I'd love to have 7. Do come and join us. Yeah. Great. Yeah. 4. That's 3 more, please. Right. Do come and join. Right, if we can line up, and if we can line up in height order. Yeah, let's not take ages over it. Like, let's just pick one of you. Right, let's go. That can be the shorter end. Yeah, that's the shorter end. Right, how many have we got here? We have got 6. We need one more. Yeah, you're up. Right, so here's what happens. God says it's going to be one of Jesse's sons. So Samuel comes along and he looks and says, brilliant, tall and strong. That is exactly the kind of king we want. That's the kind of king that all the other nations have. That's the what the other guy, Saul, looked like. And we liked him because he looked like a king. You know, he can lead us. He can take us into battle. We'll look really impressive and we'll scare all the Philistines. Great. But God says, no, that's not the king. Okay, so Samuel maybe thinks, okay, maybe it's the second of Jesse's sons. Yeah, looks great. No. Then we'll get, no. No. No, no. And at this point, Samuel, slightly scratching his head. Well, you've brought me all the way here. Jesse's brought out his seven sons. So what do we do? And Samuel asks Jesse, do you have any other sons? Jesse says, well, yes, there is one, but he's tending the sheep. So Samuel says, great, go and get him. And Jesse goes and fetches this little youngest son. The youngest son's name was David. The youngest son was called David. David, the king. And God said to Samuel, that is the king. So go and anoint him. Now, what a surprise that he chose the youngest. Not what we'd expect if we'd want a king. But that is exactly the point. God said, do not judge by outward appearance. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Thank you, everyone. Do go and sit down. Thank you, all of Jesse's family. So God chose David, a king who trusted on God, who waited on God. When he was in danger, he called out to God. When he was in the good times, he thanked God as well. David was someone who had a heart for God. And many years later, David would become king, and it would be a golden age of peace and a time of when he led the people back to God. And that's a really important thing. We'll think about it with the grown-ups in a moment later. But children, I want you to really understand that it's not about what's on the outside that matters. It's about what's on the inside that matters. It's what people are really like, whether they're truthful, whether they're kind, even if they're small and don't look powerful. Could we get the verse on the screen? Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Why don't we say that together? Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Now, Sam, I think we could do a bit better than that, couldn't we? Because we've said it, but I think it'd be better if we could sing it. Can we have a D? A D. Here we go. Right, I'll sing it. So we will sing. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Okay, let's try and sing it. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Right, let's go again. Let's go again, because I was singing, and I think about two other people were singing. Thank you. Okay, let's all go together. Let's give it some gusto. 3, 2, 1. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Great. Brilliant. Should we do it? Let's do it one more time. We've got one more in it. I've gone this far. So just so we all remember, man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Right, let's all go. 3, 2, 1. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Great. Well done. Well done. Well, I think we should, let's have that reading read. I'm going to invite Ginny, who's going to read it to us. And then I'll have a word with the grown-ups. Just to say, for children, we've got a number of colouring in things, so now is a good time to go and find them. Lizzie has got a table here with various things that can be coloured, which are all wonderful. There is also an unstaffed crash happening over there. Brilliant. Ginny, let me come and invite you to read for us 1 Samuel 16, starting at verse 1.
Yes, so as David said, the reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 16. And you can, if you've got a church Bible, the page is 288, of the, and or it's on the screen. So 1 Samuel 16, beginning to read at verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? Saul will hear about it and kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived in Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things possible. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. Human beings look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then made Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy, with a fine appearance and handsome features. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. He is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Ginny. Now, if I can have a word with the grown-ups. So the big theme of the verse, man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. The question, which is more important, the inside or the outside appearance? Now, most of us, I think, we would say, yes, it's the inside that's more important than the outside. I think we'd agree with that. But when it comes to in practice, do we really agree with it? And it's worth considering, like, the air that we breathe every day. So you think of our world today. We have a massive beauty market worth tens of billions, and it's still growing. We take more and more pictures of ourselves than ever before. In politics, I remember visiting Prime Minister's Questions and sitting on the gallery a few years ago. And I watched the Prime Minister come in on that Friday lunchtime, and the Prime Minister came in, and then the Leader of the Opposition came in, and they all said hello to their front benches. And then the cameras were rolling, and something that I realised, which I'd never realised when I'd watched it on the TV, is that they were basically acting. They were acting. They were getting up, they were saying the things that they were saying, and then they sat back down again for the cameras and then went off back to their offices. Politicians worked out a long time ago how important the visual is, and it's why they have so many people paid to make sure that these things are done right. Turn on the TV, you know, whatever you think of Keir Starmer, he does look like what you'd expect a prime minister to look like, couldn't you? When you imagine a prime minister. And lots of people over in the States are looking at the American election, and lots of commentators have been waiting to see which party Taylor Swift is going to support. Because Taylor Swift has lots of supporters, lots of fans who are both Republican and Democrat and could swing people. So even though she's not someone with government experience or with political office, can you imagine that, Sam? Someone who plays the guitar having a swing over big decisions. And it's just worth seeing that that is the breath that we breathe. In appearance is becoming more and more important. And as we think about that, it is worth realizing how much that probably affects us, often just without us even knowing it. And for ourselves, it's worth asking ourselves, the people that we like to watch on TV or follow on social media, what do they look like? Are they tidy or untidy? Or are they young and good looking? The friends that we choose, do we hang out with them because they look like us and dress like us and walk like us and sound like us? Or maybe because they're fun to be around and quite chatty and charismatic and dynamic? Or are they people we like to spend time with because of what's on the inside? Maybe, if we're honest with ourselves, there's a bit of a gap between what we think should be important and what actually is important to us. Maybe we think, yes, actually, man looks on the outside, God looks on the heart. Yes, about the heart, but maybe in reality, we give a lot of weight to outward appearance. Maybe we fall into that mistake more than we realize of what Samuel did when he was looking, saw the king, this is what we need, this is what the other kings look like, and not missing David. And this verse invites us to see things in a different way. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. David looked different from a king. God said, that's the kind of king I want. And it was because David had a heart for God. It was because David had a heart for God. That was what was really important to God. God said, the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, appointed him ruler of his people. And you can pick up a Bible, you can read the Psalms and see David's amazing heart for God. In any situation, he trusts God, he calls out to him. No matter what is happening, in good times, I'll thank God. In tough times, I'll call out to God. It's such a mature walk with the Lord. And that is exactly what God saw. Now, what would it look like for us to believe that? Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Imagine there's so many ways this could apply. But I think for me, I do try and make friends based on what they're really like than on the outside. I try and ask questions about what really makes them the tick. I often try and ask, how did your faith grow over time? If there's someone I'm meeting up with church, because I want to find whether they have that heart for the Lord. That is really important for me. And having that in common with a close friend, that is something that's really big for me. Sometimes I find it hard to get to know people well who are different from me and different who look different from me. And in those moments, I need to recognize what is really important and what really matters with a person. When I read things online, I try and weigh not just what is said, but also how it is said. Was the person making it in a kind and respectful way? Parents, I remember this parent I knew who turned up at parents' evening, and they said to the teacher, look, we don't really care what grades my child's getting, to be honest. But what we do really care about is are they respecting you as you talk to them? Are they applying themselves? Are they diligent when you ask them to do things? What would it look like for you and me to believe that? Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. What would it look like for us to believe that at home or at work with our friendships? David had a heart for God. And it's not surprising that when the greater David turns up in history, he follows that same pattern. Jesus, the one who trusts in the Lord, who calls out to him and seeks him, who comes to do the will of the Father, who comes to do his Father's plan to save people by dying for them and rescue the people back to God through his death on the cross. Let me take a moment to lead us in prayer. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Lord God, please help us to be shaped by how you view David. Help us to see what is really important. Help us to look to the inside and not just judge by the external, we pray. Amen. Let's take a moment of about 2 minutes. Some questions are going to come up on the screen. And we're just going to think about some of those things together. So just where you are, if you just sort of turn around, find some friendly looking people, or not some friendly people, find some people that you think might be friendly on the inside, and let's think about some of these things together. Let's take a moment now. Do turn around in groups.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.